Okay, this is the last episode in the Foundation series. I'm so excited. It's actually my favorite thing ever. The people. But seriously, folks, today we're talking about why networking has to be on your to-do list. I don't understand why so many people don't focus on networking. I think sometimes we just have this image of very stiff, weird interactions. That sounds weird and funny, but I like it. So I'm going to keep it in the show. My name is Michelle Jackson. I am your host. I am so excited to one, complete this series and get it out there because I have not been really sharing it on social media quite yet because I wanted every episode to be recorded. If you have just discovered Girl Gone Frugal again today, I will share a link to the first show in the show notes. Please remember to subscribe to the show as well, and I will include a link. So I am excited to talk about networking. Why the heck aren't people doing this? Why? I don't understand. You can't get ahead if you don't know anybody. Seriously, folks. I will say that probably 75 to 80% of the opportunities that I've had in the last 3 years since I left my job were a result of either knowing people or being supported by a community of people who wanted me to do my best. Seriously, you need people to support what you're up to share information, to mentor you, to give you critique, to help you focus. If you don't have people to do that, it's really hard to move ahead in life if you are alone. A really interesting story that I heard the other day was a story that Tiffany Haddish shared. She is freaking hilarious. Please do buy the book that she is selling right now. It's called The Last Black Unicorn. I'm actually going to share a link to it in the show notes. And she talked about the fact that she was living in her car. She was comedian, living in her car, going around, just hustling. And she knew Kevin Hart. And I don't know how much money he had at the time, but he had enough money to give her a loan. And it happened and I think he kind of figured out that something wasn't right. He's like, where are you going? And he's looking in her car, and her car is like all stuffed with stuff. And he gave her some boneheaded advice. I mean, you know, sometimes he can be a little bit of a bonehead. But why aren't you with some man who can support you? And she's like, I'm not going to be, you know, sleeping with some dude just to have a place to stay. And so he was like, okay. I don't think he was auditioning for that role, but he just, for some reason, that came to mind. I don't know why he said it. Anyway, he ended up giving her a loan. Obviously, she's paid it back, but and giving her some advice, and he was really supporting her dream. And I think that I've heard so many stories like that where people knew other people and they could see, and here's the key, that you were grinding at it one day at a time. You were like hustling, you were working, you were focused, you were doing what you needed to do so that by the time they came around, they were like, you know what, I've got something that you could do. You were ready. You were prepared. So networking is a very important part of just growing your life. So we're gonna walk through it. It's not hard, but it can be challenging depending on your personality, how you think about networking, and just your approach. So a couple of things. It's not always what you know, but who you know. One of the biggest mistakes that I often see people making is that I often see people in the workforce making is that they don't prioritize networking enough. I made this mistake because I didn't really actively think about this in my previous job. I made this mistake because we all really loved where we worked, but we really were a very insular community of people. I worked in international education with the same people for years. Actually, a lot of these lovely people are still working at the place that I used to work at. And partly because even though they knew other people, they were really content with the people in the place that we were in. There's no good or bad about it, but sooner or later, you just need to know other people and you need to work with other people. By the way, these wonderful people that I know, they do work with other people and collaborate with them. And I'll kind of talk about that later, maybe. In yesterday's foundation episode, all about picking the right conference, I talked about the importance of attending the right conference and basically attending conferences in order to move yourself forward. The reason conferences are so important is that they expand your network. So I ask you the following question. How are you meeting people? How many new awesome people did you meet last year? How many sucky people did you meet last year? If you're meeting wonderful people, just keep it up. Keep that energy that you're sending out to others. Just keep it positive, fresh, happy, and just be that person. If you're meeting a lot of negative people, people who drain your energy, people who make you think what's going on, there is something going on. You need to really do an energy audit of yourself. Think about how your thoughts are. Like, what are your thoughts? Do you think that the world is a great place? Are you angry about politics? And you know what I mean. Are you sending out an intense energy? Are you around people who feed off of that? So if that's the case, take some time to remove yourself from those people so that you can start attracting positive people and change your interactions and your community. Networking should never be stiff and awkward. Unfortunately, networking has gotten a bad rap because you always feel like you're going into like this weird mixer kind of experience and everyone's wearing a suit and no one's hot. And so you can't even flirt because you don't think anyone's hot. Nowadays, you can't even flirt because you don't know. People get freaked out about that. And you're in this mixer and they're like, hi, my name is Tad. And this is what I do. What about yourself? And you're just like, that is so unnatural. I really hate asking what people do when I first meet them. I really hate it because I don't really care. When I first meet you, I don't really care what you do. I'm more interested in the fact that I just met you and what you like to do, what your story is, who you are versus your job. And so that's why these traditional networking situations don't work well for me. They're just too contrived and annoying. Instead, this is what you should do. This is how I meet new people, and these are very specific to me personally. I take dance classes, which also helps because I'm trying to lose weight. I volunteer. I currently volunteer at my high school, and I'm helping a student, but I'm also meeting like-minded people. This is not for everyone, especially if you're from out east, but I speak to strangers all the time. It's not like I hover around looking for them and just jump on them and talk to them. But if I'm at a coffee shop or whatever, sometimes they'll approach me. I get approached a lot by strangers. And if I don't get the stranger danger vibe or that they could be like scary, we chit chat. It's in a location with lots of other people. I can get away. I carry mace. But literally, I love talking to strangers. They're so interesting. I did a fun side hustle over the holiday season because I'm still working on accelerating my debt repayment. I paid off $13,000 basically last year. And the best thing about that side hustle was I got to talk to people all day long. My job was literally, it was at a mall that reopened in the Denver metro area. And all I had to do was stand at a table. They had five different doors that they had us at. So there was one person per door. So I was unsupervised all day long. And all I had to do was help people get to the store they needed to go to and then talk to the mall walkers who were walking in the mall. It was amazing. It was the best gig ever. I can't believe I got paid to do this. It was just so fun. I met people who knew very famous local personalities here in town. I met the gentleman who helped the city of Denver with the desegregation process for housing. I just met some really cool people. So my point is, strangers are interesting. And the reason why they're interesting is every person is interesting is everyone has a story. And so you have to really be interested in people's stories. If you're not interested in people, networking will never work for you, ever. And you might want to reflect on why people don't interest you at all. If you're into animals, but you need to just meet other pet lovers. I'm not really an animal person, but I do like puppies. So yesterday I met the nicest puppy and his owner was like, yeah, I like this puppy. Like you can't even walk by him without people saying hi. And I couldn't imagine how anyone could stop by this, like could just ignore that puppy because it was the cutest dog ever. I digress.
I side hustle. So I just mentioned that. That's where I meet people. I do hiking meetups. I love that because you're with them for 6 or 7 hours hiking in the backwoods. And then in case you get lost, you have to survive with them. So it's like the best thing ever. You get to really know them. I attend local business meetup groups, which are a lot of fun. One of the universities here holds business meetings. They also feed you. It's free. It's awesome. I love that they do this. It's a wonderful thing for the community, and it's just incredible. When you're networking, just focus on fun. Focus on fun because people will be relaxed and they won't be on guard and they'll be more likely to open up to you and connect. You want to meet people in a way that is really natural for both them and for you. Keep showing up. So this sometimes can be tricky if you're in a weird mental space. Last year was a hard year for me mentally. It was a very stressful year. I actually dealt with some depression towards the end of the year and had to really work on that and manage that. But if you're feeling mentally healthy and happy, make it a point to keep showing up so that people get to know, like, and trust you. When appropriate, ask good questions of the people that you're meeting and actively listen and remember their answers. Write down the names of people that you will be meeting again. Not enough people do this because it's really easy to forget names. So there's one person who I'm thinking of that I see from time to time at my coffee shop. She's awesome, but I keep forgetting her name. So I have to write it down so that I can remember it. It took me a while to remember her colleague's name because I kept remembering his name the wrong way, but now I remember it. And so each time I go into that coffee shop, I'm like, hey, you, hey, you know, like by their actual names, because people don't take the time to do that. And when you do, you stand out. When you're out and about and meeting people, you're meeting people every day. So ask for people's first names, not their first and last name, their first names only after you've met them a couple times at the following places: your gym, your favorite boutique, a hair salon, the big box store that you're a super regular at. So if you're going every other week to pick up like a big shop and you see the same person who's helping you every other week, get to know their name. Who are they? Who is this person who's helping you? Coffee shops, as I mentioned before, the front desk staff at your favorite co-working space, your doctor's office, the grocery store, your mailman or woman, your neighbors. There are people who are in your life. They're regulars in your life and the sitcom that is you. And if you don't even take the time to know their names, that says a lot about you. Or if they're creepers, you might want to know their name in case you got to report them. The point is, it's really refreshing when people know who you are and care enough to ask, how are you doing? And listen, have a response back. People don't do that enough. People are very on the surface, very superficial nowadays. They don't, you know, if you're speaking to someone, please do not be on your freaking cell phone. Turn everything off or silence, off vibrate, and just focus on them during that moment. I want to leave you finish this episode with some networks of people that, you know, that know each other and work with each other and share opportunities with each other. Examples include obviously Jay-Z and Beyonce and all the people that they work with. Oh, Kanye West, even though he went a little crazy, so I don't know what's going on with that. But think about it. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kanye. Kanye knows the Kardashians, even though that's a weird, messy, I don't know what's going on with that. The Kardashians are a whole nother example of the whole family and the friends and boyfriends and kids, and they network with each other and other people. I don't know, that got complicated, but you know my point. The FinCon community. So if you're a personal finance blogger, vlogger, podcaster, CPA, anything to do with money, here are people that you don't realize know each other and share opportunities or just are in the same community. Tiffany the Budgetista Alice. Sandy Smith from Yes I Am, and Tiffany's from she's the Budgetista, you know, big, she's a big deal. Sandy Smith from Yes I Am Cheap, Jared Easley from Podcast Movement, he's the founder. El Martinez, Couple Money, Jeff Rose, Rosemary Groner of the she runs her own blog called the Busy Budgeter, but she also provided the bonus content for Elite Blogging Academy. Ruth Sutcoupe's huge blogging academy, huge. Ruth Sukup, who her last name is really hard for me to say, by the way, from Elite Blogging Academy and her whole community that she's put together. Rich and Marcus from Paychecks and Balances, again, FinCon. Michelle Schroeder-Gardner, again, FinCon. And Michelle is from Making Sense of Sense. She was on the front page of MSN the other day. Mr. and Mrs. 1500 Days, who I know personally, but I can't remember if they've shared their names. I feel like they have. The other day, I'm just cruising around and I look online and they're on the front page of MSNBC. My point is, these people all know each other and they share information, they share opportunities, and they share ideas. And when you are in hustle mode, you're focused and you're rocking and rolling, these people work together. It's not a coincidence. Nicolas Cage, who happens to be Francis Ford Coppola's, I think, son, even though Nicolas has a problem because money just runs through his fingers like water. But the point is, he has all those opportunities because of who he is and who he knows. Oprah and all the people. Taylor Swift and her girl squad, even though people might be souring on Taylor, but my point is, got her squad. Bruno Mars, he's got a whole squad. My point is, you move forward based on the people that you know. I hope this series was helpful to you. I am so happy to have shared it with you. Please subscribe, leave comments in the show notes, and until next week, bye.